Blog Talk Radio.
Twins fans, Troy Larson here, and once again I'm here with my dad, Craig Larson. How's it going tonight, Dad?
Real good, Troy. A lot more fun when the Twins are winning.
Oh yeah, for sure. By the way, a couple of quick housekeeping items I'd like to get out of the way. We are planning on taking us some calls. If there's anybody out there listening, 646-787-1826. 646-787-1826. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Troy's Twins Blog. Troy's Twins Blog is how you can follow me on Twitter. And I know Dad is checking something. But first of all, we were going to have a post-game version of a show tonight. But Rain decided that they wanted me to have that. But Rain decided that I needed to have different plans tonight, so we are not doing a post game show, Dad.
Nope, Twins did not play tonight.
Nope, the Twins were rained out tonight in Boston. So game one is going to be tomorrow night. But however, the weather does not look very good. So I don't know. It's going to be questionable. They're planning on doing a split doubleheader on Wednesday. First game, I believe, is going to start at 12:35, and the second game is going to be at the usual 6:10 time that they had planned. And then Thursday's game will be at 3:10 in the afternoon. So that's the story on the series tonight, Dan.
Yep.
And how come you're sitting almost in front of my computer instead of yours?
No particular reason. Okay.
So, well, anyway, the Twins have been playing exciting ball since we last spoke. I believe the last time we spoke was the Twins had just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. And since they have won, they won two out of three in Chicago, and then they lost. No, then they swept the Boston Red Sox at Target Field last week, and then won two out of three against the Toronto Blue Jays. And tell you what, Dad, when a team's going good, they are going good.
Yep, they've been hot lately. That's for sure. Just checking here real quick how they're in the last 10. I'm sure the Twins are 8-2. It's across of all of Major League Baseball. Texas is 8-2 also. Pittsburgh is 8-2. Of course, the loss must have been the two to the Twins then, obviously, right?
Yep.
And that's the teams who are in the 8-2 or above. There's nobody better than 8-2 in the last 10 games. So anyway, the Twins are 8-2 in the last 10 games and playing some good baseball.
Yes, they have the best record in the American League.
Yep, in fact,
in terms of winning percentage.
Yep, in fact, they are the second best bet record in all of baseball, I think, right now, behind St. Louis.
Yep. And that's Houston does have one more win than us, but they have played more games than us, so therefore their winning percentage is going to be a little lower.
Yeah, I'm just checking the scores tonight. St. Louis is trailing Milwaukee 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth right now with one out and a guy on first. So, anyway, there's a few other games I know that were washed out today. It must have been bad weather in the east because Toronto at Washington was postponed also. So, And I know you said doesn't look very good for tomorrow either.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, Pelfrey was supposed to pitch today, right?
Yeah, Pelfrey was going to pitch today. And I'm sure probably it's going to happen. He'll pitch on Wednesday. And you know what? I wonder if they get washed out tomorrow, I'm sure they're going to start and call up somebody for Wednesday, but is it going to mean that they're going to add another starting pitcher? It's all going to depend on that. If the Twins have an off day next Monday, and Matt, I don't recall if they do or don't have an off day next Monday.
Okay. Well, obviously, some will depend on what they find out about Ricky Nolasco too.
Yes, and I have not heard anything more. Ricky Nolasco, he was taken out of yesterday's game, the second inning, sore right ankle. So we took him out for precautionary reasons.
Yep, I was concerned when I heard he had taken out. I thought it could be some kind of an arm thing, but hopefully it's just his ankle. You know, even though he doesn't have the lowest ERA in the world, he did win five games in May.
Five games in May, 3.77 ERA, I believe it was.
So that's not too bad.
No, it's not.
So anyway, things are going well right now for the Twins, and obviously maybe this postponement today will help them out because they're. Bullpen had been used pretty good over the weekend too, so.
Yeah, their bullpen was used pretty good, especially yesterday.
Yep.
You know, Graham actually pitched reasonably well yesterday.
Yeah, when I've seen him pitch lately, I know he pitched in Pittsburgh too that one night.
Yeah.
He pitched. He's got some nasty stuff that if he can control it, he throws pretty hard too. So, but. It's early, too early to tell about him, but I think he's got a shot of being okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And he's a hard thrower, which we don't have many of either, so.
No.
You were wondering about the Twins playing next Monday?
Yep.
They do play. They play Kansas City next Monday at home.
All right, so.
That answered that question.
Yeah, I've answered the question. So they will probably be bringing up a starter on Wednesday, because now, in recent years, that if there's a doubleheader.
Yeah.
A team is allowed a 26th man on its roster.
Okay, I think I do recall that.
So,
obviously, I don't know where, you know, I'm sure the obvious one to be called up would be Tommy Malone, but I don't know where he's in the rotation with Rochester right now either.
I heard some talk that Tommy Malone pitched on Saturday, so I don't think it would be Tommy Malone on Wednesday if you look at the fact that they pitch every 5 days. So, I don't know. I haven't seen what they're going to do. Obviously, if they're off next Monday, you know, no problem, you know.
Yep, but they are not.
So, they're not. So, they are going to have to call up another starting pitcher for Wednesday.
Okay.
So, and I don't know who that would be necessarily.
We'll see what happens.
You know, there's always a possibility, too, that they could use, I've seen this happen before. I'm not saying Twins are going to do this, but sometimes teams will take somebody from a bullpen and have them pitch a couple innings, start a game.
Yeah.
If they just piecemeal it together with the bullpen.
I don't know if they want to do that because they've been using their bullpen pretty hard lately, so I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know either. All I know is that, you know, they do have 13 pitchers to bullpen, but I think they'd like to get it back down to 12.
Yep.
So.
Anyway, so they are at Boston now for what, four games?
Well, it's four scheduled games.
Yep. See what how many they play, and then they would come back home against Milwaukee, right?
Yep, they'll come back home against Milwaukee, the Brewers, and have Kansas City here next Monday.
Okay. How many game series at Kansas City series? Three?
Yeah, because their next series against Kansas City is a four-gamer over the 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
So, can I think the way it all sets up, when you play the teams within your own division, you're going to play two of the teams 10 games at home and 10 games on the road. When you ever two, you know, 9 games at home and 9 games on the road, you know, just depends, you know, because you do play a total of 19 games against, you know, these teams, Dad.
Sure.
So, the way we have it set up, you know, you're going to play 10 games at home against two of the teams, and 9 games against two of the teams at home, and vice versa on the road. So, so the Twins will be at Kansas City for 4 games over the 4th of July holiday, and I'm sure that's going to be pretty, that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. A lot of people probably go down there, and they play Milwaukee at the end of June, also, don't they?
Yep. They play Milwaukee at the end of June, and I know we play Cincinnati. I'm at the same road trip to the Cincinnati Reds for interweek play, but they go to Kansas City.
Okay.
So,
anyway, I'm sure a lot of people, obviously the first 6-7 games of the year would never expect the Twins to be where they are right now.
I don't think anybody even expected them to have this good record.
No, but somehow the things we talked about early in the year and even before the season started, number one, it starts with, they had to have improved starting pitching, which they have had. It didn't look very good to start the year out, but it's gotten progressively better. So that was a good starting point. And then obviously they've hit very well with guys in scoring position too, runners on base.
Yeah. Compared with the start of the year, which was not very good.
No, but lately they have been. And it isn't always the same guy doing it. I mean, they have 4 guys with, 32, 29, 30, and then Dozier has 25 RBIs. And Hunter's got 32, and Plouffe 29, Maurer 30, and Dozier 25. So it's been spread around.
Definitely. The one thing that stands out about this team is the RBI department's obviously pretty good, but when you look at a lot of the other offensive numbers, they don't necessarily stand out, except for Eduardo Nunez, who's basically a bench player. Well, he plays some. He's the only player batting over 300 right now.
Yep.
So.
Well, except for Pelfrey, but I guess that doesn't count.
No, Pelfrey is 1,000. He got 2 hits in that start against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
In replay.
Yep.
So it's. There's nothing, this team is not, nothing really stands out about the team. But you do have a couple of pitches, starting pitchers who are among the league leaders in the ERA. That's Mike Pelfrey and Kyle Gibson.
Yep. That part is true. Yeah, their pitching and starting pitching has certainly been an improvement. I don't know what their starting pitcher's ERA is, but I know I did hear at one point that it's much better than what it has been.
I believe it's like in the middle of the pack.
Yeah. What is it, in the high 3s or something now?
High 3s, low 4s, I don't know.
Yeah. And they are getting more innings out of their starting pitching, except for obviously that they were, Nolasco hurt his ankle, but other than that, at least their bullpen isn't getting burned up as bad as what it has been in the past either.
For sure. That's pitching, the defense has been reasonably well, good too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
They, obviously their hitting has been timely.
That's another thing too, timely hitting. And a lot of, here's the thing I've noticed. Without actually looking at numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This turnaround, the Twins were, the Twins were kind of a turnaround in April, but I think it really started when they decided to put Brian Dozier in the leadoff spot. That's when it really started.
Yeah.
I just think that when we decided that Danny Santa needed to go down to Bobby Orr and Dozier was put in the leadoff spot, I think that's when the lineup really began to click. I don't think it actually took off in the first few games that Dozier was batting up, but I think once you got to May, the lineup was, a quickie on all cylinders.
Yeah, Dozier is, he's either tied or second in run scored in the American League too, I think. He's got 41, so he's scored a lot of runs this year already. He gets on base a lot.
That's...
Without really... Oh, he has walked 20 times too. So
well, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, he and Plouffe both walked 20 times. So that is pretty good. Another couple things, they obviously are playing a lot better defense, and it seems as though, especially that has been apparent since Aaron Hicks was called up, because Hicks has been playing some outstanding center field, and he actually does look somewhat better at the plate versus what he has before too.
What are Aaron Hicks's batting numbers?
He's .259.
Definitely an improvement over when he was here the previous two seasons.
Yeah, I think last year about this time he's hit about .160.
He hit about .160. Asking Ron Gardenhire to please stop throwing breaking pitches or batting practice and whatever else. Just, you know, because his weakness was he couldn't hit the breaking pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So he was essentially saying, well, come on, I don't want to be batting practice pitchers, which are, you know, obviously the coaches, to throw me breaking pitches. If you think you can practice without getting exposed to your weakness, I don't think that's going to help you in the majors.
No. But he looks better now than he has. Hopefully it continues, because he sure plays nice center field. It's made a world of difference having him out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And Rosario looks like a good outfielder, Hunter, in spite of the fact of all the bad things they're saying about him, he actually has played pretty good right field so far. So,
you know, let me take you back to Toy Hunter's press conference last December. You know, people are wondering, well, do you feel that because of what the sabermetrics are saying that your defense has gone down? And Hunter kind of scoffed at, he's like, no, I feel like I'm just as good as ever. Maybe I've, you know, declined a little bit, but it wasn't. He just didn't think it was a whole lot, you know. You know, obviously you are going to decline when you get older, Dad.
Yep. Yeah, he's not as fast as he used to be, but still he's played pretty well in right field. He's been a major upgrade over what we have had out there in the last few years.
Yeah, and what we've had off in the past years has been a lot to do with Oswaldo Arcia, and I don't know if defensively if he was the best outfield, but he's probably adequate, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's probably a better in left field than right, which is where they were playing this year until he got hurt. So,
yeah, and there isn't really any word if he's going to be coming back here or not.
Well, right now, I don't think you'd be a fool to make any changes right now when you're playing well. I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think so either.
No, that just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense right now. I'm going to check here real quick to see what Arcia and Vargas are doing at Rochester, but I don't think they're going to be bringing them up anytime soon. As long as they're winning, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Terry Ryan said yesterday on a couple of different radio shows, that they don't really have any candidates that stand out to bring up. And because, you know, one of the biggest questions is, when are the Twins going to go back 12 pitchers? And, you know what, I don't think until somebody's going to, until somebody starts hitting better than what they are at Rochester and starts knocking them at the door to get to the major leagues, we're going to make a change. And I just think it would be nice, Dad, to have an extra player on that bench, you know,
right,
especially when you get to the interleague, not interleague, but when you play the interleague games in the National League ballparks towards the end of the month, you know, with Milwaukee Brewers and Cincinnati Reds, and they do have a two-game series coming up as well with the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis in the middle of June,
mm-hmm.
One of those home-and-home series where we do two at St. Louis and two here at Target Field. So, so I don't know, maybe sometimes, you know, things just have a way of working of themselves out. They,
yeah.
You know, somebody starts seeing better in the minor, you know, at Rochester, and maybe one of the pitchers is injured or something, but they might make a change. But
From Vargas hitting .333 at Rochester right now, but with three home runs and 39 at bats, so obviously if he does well, eventually he's going to be back up with the Twins. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, it's also small sample size, and I don't. Maybe they just wanted to, stay down there for a little longer.
Yeah,
it's not for another couple of weeks. They're going to have interleague play
mm-hmm.
at a National League ballpark. See, the reason why I brought up, it would be nice to have another player on the bench, because when you play National League baseball in a National League park, you have no DH, so therefore you're more likely to be doing the double switches when you change pitchers, so that you know, so that your pitcher is not going to bat for a while, you know, if you want to have him in for another inning, because you know, if he, you know, normally, Dad, when you start up a game, you have your pitcher bat ninth usually, and if you do a double switch, well, maybe you have somebody pinch hit for the pitcher, and then you put that player in, whoever is batting in sixth or seventh in the lineup or something like that. I'm just giving an example, then you can have a pitcher bat seventh. You know, if they replace that player in the field, so that's why we do the double switches out of the National League, so they can, you know, so you don't have to have your pitcher bat, you know, you don't have to have your pitcher you bring in the game bat right away. So,
So anyway, you know, as long as they're winning, I don't think they're going to make any changes at all. I don't know why you would.
I know. Yeah, because sometimes when you make a change, it can disrupt the chemistry in the clubhouse.
Yeah, but I don't think, as long as they're winning, they won't make any changes. But obviously, it's a long season. We're only in the first week of, you know, first day of June, so let's hope the ball keeps rolling in the right direction.
That's what we need.
I guess we keep on getting good pitching and playing some decent defense, and see what happens.
Yep. You know, what's happening lately, too, is in these games is the Twins are winning later in the game versus, you know, getting the lead early in the game. You know, if you take a look at Saturday's game against Toronto and also yesterday's game against the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, Saturday, Brian Dozier who got the game-winning RBI on a triple. And then yesterday, Torrey Hunter drove in what was the game when he hit, driving in two runs on a double yesterday. So,
yeah.
So, you know, that's just another thing I think we need to touch on. In fact, Twins are getting timely hitting.
Yep, they are. Everybody thinks you have to have the highest average in the world. That's not always true. It's when you how you hit with runners in scoring position and guys on base that matters.
You know, if there were a couple of sacrifice flies yesterday, but I think scored runs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know we're towards the bottom in home runs. Well, you know, who cares if we're winning? You know, who cares if we're winning if we're getting timely hits?
Yep.
You know, getting the lead early in the game like we have been doing for a while. You know, the teams you're playing are going to have a hard time catching up.
One thing they have been doing, too, is they have been scoring first most of the time, too. In fact, they've scored usually first, a lot of times, even in the first inning or in the first couple of innings. They've always jumped up out ahead in the games. Well,
yep, yesterday I think they got a 1-0 lead going into the second inning. And Trout scores two runs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, and too often in the past 4 years we've been behind, usually by 3 to 5 runs after about the first three innings. It's hard to come back from that.
Definitely.
So, anyway, things are going well right now, even though I'm sure they're surprising a lot of people, but I don't know if they're all that surprised. You know, it's the same old story with baseball or any sport. It depends on how people are playing, and obviously with baseball, you need good starting pitching. That gets you right up in the right foot right from the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So
just checking here. Gibson's at 2.61 ERA, and Pelfrey's at 2.77.
Yep.
Another couple surprise they had. Well, what's his first name? Is it Blaine Boyer?
Yes, Blaine Boyer.
He has been pitching extremely well in relief, and as even Ryan Pressly has been, and Aaron Thompson most of the year has been pretty decent too. So, and then now they got Casey Fien back, and it seems like he's healthy. And the last few times that Dunsing has been pitching, he looks like his own old self again. So, which is good.
For sure.
One guy who's had a tough time is Stauffer, but hopefully they get him straightened around too. But
yeah.
All in all, their pitching has been better, and even young guys like Trevor May, he at times looks much better versus what he used to be, and so their starting pitching has certainly been better. There's no question about that. Phil Hughes seems like he's getting back on track again too. So which is good.
For sure. And here's nothing to do to that. I can't really think of any real concerns right now with this club. We're getting time. Obviously, not everybody's going to be, producing, but.
Well, I think that obviously there's a few guys are hoping that they're expecting more of Danny Santana, for one. He hasn't been terrible, but he's had some trouble with throwing this year in the field somewhat, so they wanted to get that straightened around, I'm sure. And he's obviously he's not hitting as well as he was last year, but maybe he'll come around. I think he's too good of a player not to have that happen, but you never know. He's in the second year, and a lot of times second years aren't as good as the first years because obviously the other teams, as far as what they're throwing in for pitches, they try something different, and it's all about adjustments. That's all the whole game is about all the time.
Definitely.
But they're doing okay with him right now where he's at. So, and I know they're that's who they want their shortstop to be.
Let's see.
I do think at some point they're going to go back to only – they're not going to sit there with that many pitchers anymore, though. That just can't happen.
For sure. We do have a few minutes left. There's one – thing that I came across today, they have released the results of the All-Star voting, for the All-Star game. And in the American League, there are five Kansas City Royals players that are leading as far as the vote-getters for their positions. And Salvador Perez is leading for catcher. I think their shortstop is the leading vote getter at shortstop.
Escobar?
Yeah. Escobar is.
Is Moustakas?
Yeah, Moustakas at third base.
Is Hosmer?
Hosmer is second,
okay.
Behind Miguel Cabrera. Eric Hosmer is second.
Is Gordon?
Yes, Alex Gordon is the leading vote getter. One is the leading vote getter for the outfield.
And I'm sure Kane probably is too, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think Kane is the other one, and I think Trout is. Mike Trout of Anaheim is.
The other outfielder?
Yeah, the other outfielder right now, but
okay.
I'm not sure if because I know Hosmer is one of them who's in second place. And I think there's one of a world too who's in second place. Kendrys Morales is in the second place for vote getters.
Okay, was DH?
Yep, the DH behind Nelson Cruz.
Okay.
So, I don't know, Dad. I don't think Kansas City has that many starters. I mean, players that are worth starting the All-Star game. But, they do have good players. But are they all All-Star starter worthy? I don't think so.
Probably not. But maybe because they probably have had bigger crowds, maybe they're padding the box. But,
Yep, that's what they said in the article. But the Kansas City Royals fans are stuffing. That the Kansas City Royals fans are stuffing to be a ballot box.
Yeah. That'd be my guess of what's going on. So,
for sure.
That's just the way it is when you have fans voting.
Not
necessarily the most deserving players, so.
No, not necessarily. And we've seen in the past two of them all start voting. But
yep.
Anyway, folks, Dad, wow, but the time really flew by today.
Yep.
I kind of thought maybe I'd made a mistake, but maybe the show's only 15 minutes. But no, the time is around 10:30, so.
Okay.
So it's definitely half hour show, so. Well, anyway, Dad, thanks for joining me
yep,
tonight.
Yep, you betcha.
All right, Dad. Well, we'll talk to you next time. I don't know when it's going to be.
Hopefully we got another good report the next time we have one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we'll maybe work on some things, get some more content. But anyway, Dad, thanks for joining me.
You betcha.
All right. Well, folks, that just about does it here for tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Troy's Twins Blog. Troy's Twins Blog is where you can follow me on Twitter. We're going to, I'll let you know when the next show will be. And also, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes by looking for the Troy Larson Show. The Troy Larson Show is how you can find this podcast. Famous podcast on iTunes. So now for my dad. His name is Craig Larson. I am Troy Larson. So long, everybody.